From Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 8, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in the manger.'" Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, May 19th, 2021. Now, Marianne, you may ask, huh? Mark, why are you reading that? It's because there's a birthday boy here.
Oh, yes, there is.
There's a man sitting in the studio, and he's a birthday boy. So we had to go back to the beginning, Jesus' birth. Do you see the connection?
I do.
This is the Happy Birthday Rob Seidenberg Prime Lifetimes in Review edition.
Yes, and in fact, Rob.
Yeah. And don't send letters because my birthday's not till tomorrow.
We know that.
The 20th, so.
But we're doing this today.
But here's a little happy birthday, Rob. Little certificate to a place you love to dine at.
That's so thoughtful.
And we couldn't remember how old you were. We know you're in your 70s.
How old are you, Rob?
Well, I might have caused some of the confusion because until a couple of days ago, I was just certain I was going to be 77.
Oh.
But then I did the math, and I'm going to be 76. So,
So
I'm a whole year younger just like that.
I feel great.
I feel younger.
Wow.
My knee doesn't hurt. You know, what can I say?
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate you and all the things you do for the radio ministry and how you help with the Prime Lifetimes. And today being Wednesday, it's the Prime Lifetimes in Review. But first, Marianne, should we cover a few of the things that Rob has done in his life?
We had a lot to do on this Happy Birthday Rob edition.
I think this could take up the whole program, Rob's an author.
Yes, he is. And he was an auto mechanic.
Bible study teacher.
Brother.
Conversation partner.
Copy editor.
Counselor to students.
Dairy goat farmer.
Editing manager.
English instructor.
Father.
First sergeant.
Foreign language instructor.
Friend.
Gardener.
Geographer.
Historian.
Host family for international students.
A husband.
Information technology professional.
Inspector.
Mentor to international students.
Military intelligence linguist.
Mm-hmm. Pastor.
Neighbor.
Poet.
Publishing professional.
Repairman.
Santa Claus.
Scholar.
Servant to folks in need.
Teacher.
Translator.
Tutor.
Woodworker. Wood carver.
Wordsmith.
And a worldwide traveler. This is, I think, what helped get him awarded as, the top people in their 70s? What was that for?
70 over 70.
70 over 70.
However, once they found I was one of the winning contestants, they canceled the entire breakfast.
No, Rob, I'm sorry. That was because of COVID.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Ruth put this together and submitted it, and you were chosen, and it was wonderful. And yes, it got canceled that year.
The great volunteer extraordinaire, Ruth Ezri, who helps out with the Prime Lifetimes.
She sure does. And
she
Karen.
She does a lot of proofreading. Oh, yeah. Karen gets enough shout-outs that Karen says, please, enough already. But Ruth, we got to build up some more Ruth
Okay,
plugs.
I'm not going to buy that stuff you just said about Karen.
Karen was so fired
up. Karen is great.
The last few times I've stopped by, people that have known me these many years, 25 years of broadcasting, the pattern for the first, think about 15 years, every day, every other day, I would drive by Karen's house, I would call ahead, she would run out from her front door, meet me out on the road, you know, hand through the window the day's work or the mail or whatever it was I'd hand or whatever, and so we've done that. But now it's only like once or twice a week. But the last few times I've been there, talk about being fired up. She heard the one program we talked about prayer and revival, and she said, she got as passionate as you about prayer and fasting and praying up for revival. And, you know, people have been praying for years, and I'm just anticipating God doing some things. And during these times, so the last two or three visits, she has been animated and
she's going to get us going.
So she's our office manager extraordinaire.
Now, you know, Mark, what you remind me of, when I was a boy, we'd go to the railway station, and not every train stopped, but just about every train, even the fast freights, had a mail car just ahead of the caboose. And so the postal worker who was in charge would hang a bag of mail up there, and a little arm came out and grabbed it and pulled it into that mail car. And once in a great while, it didn't work quite right, and it got shattered and chopped up all over the tracks. Oh, and the
that's
local
a very upsetting
railway
story.
Officials would run up, went up there. And, yeah, so
that's where my birthday money went.
So you can rig up something like that at Karen's house.
Well, you did rig up a big pole.
That was the beginning of COVID.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Karen, so that got posted on my Facebook page.
You wouldn't touch her with a six-foot pole?
She had a pole, and she was handed it in, and I took a photograph.
I think it's not he wouldn't touch her with a six-foot pole. I think they were trying to be good citizens.
That was just kind of a fun way. She wasn't too worried about things, nor was I, but it was one of those Kodak moments. Sure. I said, let me take a picture of this.
You could have gone with what I said.
Yeah.
Good citizens.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's okay.
Well,
while
we're on that topic, I should mention, I probably won't ever bring this up again on the radio, social distancing is a completely different concept from what they've hijacked it to mean. Each culture has its own natural social distancing.
Yeah.
And so,
scoot over, Rob.
I'll try to get over it. The result is I'll never be able to teach culture classes again. They've ruined half of my
vocabulary.
Oh,
that's interesting.
So
yeah.
I'm going to practice physical distancing, but I refuse to practice social distancing.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's your birthday edition, so you can just say what you want. Okay, so we got to talk about Rob and his birthday. And
scary.
Him. What do we want to say?
Let's see. If you were tuned in yesterday, we had three special guests in the studio. That program is archived at greatnewsradio.org. It was fun telling them that their friends in Kenya could tune in to our live streaming, or they can listen on the archive programs link, Mark and Friends. And so they were like enamored by being in here and how does the radio station work and how do you have these 19 frequencies? So it was fun sharing with them. And then having Jumpin' Judy on after 25 years, I've had Dr. David Webb on and even their daughter, Dr. Hendricks, Christine Webb, formerly Christine Webb. She's married now, but it was fun to finally get Judy in the studio. And so that program, along with today and all the Mark and Friends programs from, I think, the last 9 years are archived.
Wow.
So you can probably hear other editions of Rob's birthday.
That's probably true.
Yeah, you can probably hear 75 earlier ones.
Yeah. So here we are, Wednesday, the Prime Life Times in Review. It's the publication that's informative, engaging, and positive.
We try.
And, yeah, it's always fun to have you in, Rob.
You,
you and we've had Dee in a number of times. She's getting to be a real regular that people look forward to
hearing.
Yeah,
she is. They both are.
Yeah, in fact, she communicated with me by email recently, and we had a good exchange. So I made the front page to one of my favorite contributors, Lori Borgman, who charges a lot of money to other newspapers, but she lets us use her columns for free.
It's really nice.
Last year, she won an award, a NAMPA award, from a wonderful story she let us use in our paper. But if you look on the right-hand column of the May issue of the Prime Life Times, you see it says in green, appropriately, get ready to garden. It sounds like ready, set, go, right?
Hmm.
And then it says, by the old gardener. We have a young gardener who writes some
columns.
I wonder
who the old gardener is.
Yeah, so we're not going to divulge that, but I'll go ahead and read the column.
Oh, why don't you?
Okay.
In first person.
Okay. Yeah, I wrote it. Okay. As with many pursuits, gardening requires serious preparation. I'm on my third round of building a good, fertile garden, thanks to our gas company. On the other hand, I farm the city right-of-way, so I shouldn't complain. Many neighbors and friends enjoy the fruits of my labors, so to speak. A soil test is a must. The three primary nutrients plants need are, you knew this, nitrogen, phosphate, and potash. NKP, right? But micronutrients...
Now I do.
But micronutrients are crucial to releasing and balancing those primary nutrients. A three-step compost preparation is ideal. First, put some compost, well-rotted manure, leftover spoiled vegetables.
This is so great.
Coffee grounds, used tea leaves. I had a restaurant that gave me...
Don't talk about restaurants right now. Reading this.
They gave me 5 buckets of
their
coffee grounds. Used tea leaves, eggshells, run them through your blender.
Oh, gosh.
with some water. And
remind me not to come over for any kind of dinner invites. Yeah.
into an area where the sun can heat it well, but where rain can't fall in it.
Oh, yes. Let's do get it warmed up.
No, that's the whole idea right here.
Yes, keep reading.
A little greenhouse is perfect. It heats the soil to a point at which it will burn your hand. That breaks the soil down into a beautiful fine mulch known as activated compost. Add water a little at a time if the compost gets dry. Periodically turn the mulch with a shovel or fork. Once the soil cools back down, insect eggs, grubs, and even harmful bacteria are now dead and part of the compost. Move it to your second compost bin and treat it with soil-enhancing enzymes. These are sold as compost starter or compost accelerator.
Not to be mixed up with anything else in the entire store that you might purchase.
Do not run this through your blender. The enzymes further break down the soil. The third step is to put the compost into an open bin and add red wigglers and night crawlers.
Oh, this is fun.
By the way, those are earthworms. I opened a whole can of worms here. The red wigglers.
Are these the same ones that you buy online that get mailed to your house?
Yeah, Uncle
That's
Fred's
sad.
Uncle
yeah.
Fred's worm farm.
Poor little things.
Yeah, they dehydrate them intentionally, and then you add a half a cup of water when they get there, and the next thing you know, you see why they're called red wigglers. The red wigglers work the top of the compost pile, and the night crawlers work deeper. Add further vegetable matter for the worms to eat. Lettuce run through your blender is good. Newspaper, this one, but only after you read it. Blended with lots of water, then mixed into the compost, also provides worm food. Earthworms need ground eggshells, sand, and so forth because, like birds, they have no teeth. They use the grit to grind their food.
Earthworms 101, everything you always wanted to know.
These little
Sorry for those of you eating breakfast right
yeah,
now.
Or dinner, whatever.
These little workers, worms, eat dirt and vegetable matter, converting into perfect soil you would otherwise pay a fortune for. Worm castings.
I wouldn't.
They also work while you sleep, so put them right into the garden with the compost after you've left it in the third stage bin for at least a month or so. If you add fertilizer to your garden, follow the old gardener's advice to feed weekly, W-E-A-K-L-Y, weekly, W-E-E-K-L-Y.
Oh, jeez.
There are many great organic fertilizers on the market. Just don't over-fertilize. Doing so will damage your plants and cut down on vegetable production. As the old non-biblical proverb says, the footsteps of the gardener are the best fertilizer. Pay attention to your plants. Watch for insect pests. Learn what your plants need and when they need it. A local master gardener is available to provide advice, and there are many excellent books on gardening. There's lots of sound advice online, too. Study up on the plants you raise. When you get a bumper crop this summer, your neighbors will rejoice.
So Rob is a gardener, a farmer, a very earthy person, and many people are going to appreciate this article and all the informative facts included.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For one, we're looking forward to some other stories
yes. here. If somebody calls and asks Mary where I am, she says I'm out at the plant.
At the plant.
I'm in the garden.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it is like a plant.
And what do you call a gardener with long hair and a big beard?
Who's you? Up? Rob?
Rob.
Harry Potter. A Harry Potter?
Oh,
okay.
Gee.
Okay. Okay.
That's deep joke. I wouldn't have guessed.
No, you heard about the farmer who was...
Probably not.
He was,
where is Lyle when we need him?
Yeah. He was plowing money.
I've heard the farmer had five daughters and this guy...
That's a different story.
That's a different one, I think. No, this guy was actually plowing money into his soil. And the neighbor said, stop, what are you doing? And he said, I want to make the soil richer. It takes all kinds of investment to get your soil up to where you want it. It really does.
Wow. Yes. Can people call you if they need gardening advice?
They do, however.
Or jokes to share with their children.
I refer them to University Extension.
Oh, okay.
Because the master gardeners work with them, and they will send a master gardener to your house.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My mom and dad did that for years.
That's cool.
Yeah, they traveled around.
At no charge, or is there a charge?
No, there was no charge for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you say in the second paragraph, a soil test is a must.
And I also say that a local master gardener is available. Now, the master gardeners here also work down there north of Japan House in that idea garden, and boy, do they do some tremendous work there. Uh-huh. And we have a contributor who's not only a master gardener, but
Ruth?
A master naturalist.
In Karen does a lot of gardening, too. She
yeah.
might be a master
no,
gardener.
No, you know who it is, right?
Maggie Doherty Roberts.
That's oh. right. And her articles are just very sound, like about pollinators and articles about birds and so on. So I'm still hoping she listens to this and gives me some milkweed.
Maggie, a subtle drop there. Mine didn't germinate this year. You heard that. So
I planted several different kinds. I haven't seen them popping up yet.
Well, a soil test, I know out in our country home, we have like this clay base, and it's very hard to grow different things. We tried potatoes once. We only got like a few.
It sounds like you're in the South. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Clay base, huh?
Have you tried cotton or peanuts?
Yeah, right. Why do you have clay base?
I don't know.
There?
It's just
there's a yellow clay out there, isn't there?
Yeah, it's hard. The soil.
It's the Sangamon River people.
Well, I don't know. And sometimes the Sangamon, you know, when it floods, and
you get some silt and
okay.
Well, and we get some of the pesticides or insecticides, is sprayed. I think it gets into the river.
Sometimes. So I have a question. So you say, Mark, and I started saying it, which it may be incorrect. That's right. So you say Sangamon River.
Yeah.
Sangamon. And I always heard it as Sangamon River.
Sangamon.
Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Sangamon.
What is it?
Yeah.
Singing.
I have the singing man, you know. I don't even know.
Here's the problem. It depends on where you grew up, but I would say Sangamon.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't make it right. There's a city or a town, it's not really a city, in Illinois spelled the same as Terre Haute, Indiana. So I visited somebody there.
Don't
and said,
tell me what they call it. What
I said, how do you like Terre Haute? He said, huh?
What do they call it?
Terre Haute.
No.
And there's a town spelled...
Let's not make fun of them, but
there's
that's
a town
strange.
Spelled the same as Tehran.
Yeah?
The
that's
capital
not good either.
Of Iran.
Yeah?
It's pronounced Tehran.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious. It's a heart attack. So.
Okay.
No, that's really true.
All right.
So Terre Haute and Tehran. There you have it.
Sangamon.
So, Rob, what are your thoughts on the day before your birthday? What's the on your birthday week? Let's just say that. What's your thoughts?
Well, I'm curious about how my leaking mitral heart valve will work out.
That's right. You got that going on.
And so I'm hoping that the doctor decides he can just poke a little clip in there like he something like he did for our good friend Ralph Butzel many years ago, who hasn't had any bad heart trouble since.
Excellent.
But he said it's eccentric or it's concentric, meaning symmetrical or unsymmetrical, right? Asymmetrical.
Mm-hmm.
And he said if it's concentric, I'll just go in through that return valve from your left lung and the return flow of oxygenated blood there in that vein. And I'll just put a little clip on there and you'll be good to go. One more metal part for the old gardener, right? But if it's eccentric, you'll have to shut down my heart, open it up, and fix the valve.
Open heart surgery,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, manual valve repair. Well, and the thing about that is, I don't think that'll bother me because I've always been very open-hearted.
Oh, gee.
But I'm not sure.
Wait.
He's going to be making, what's that? Drum roll?
Yeah, like when there's the corny ball joke, you go,
But don't you do it before the joke? Or?
No, you do it right after, but the timing was off because I was under.
Okay. Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
So what are your other thoughts? You've got your health situation going on.
Well, you know, I would say that God is just bringing all kinds of incredible ministry opportunities
that's
my
great way.
And our little Hispanic church hopes to get back together in person by July 4th. So we could have slid it back another month, but we think that's going to work.
Good.
The love of the people in that congregation for each other has really blessed me and touched my heart.
Oh, that's a nice thought on your birthday
so
week.
So there's lots going on, and very excited about opportunities.
Yeah,
and I can't give it away, but a good friend of mine wrote an article that you should read in June's edition if it makes it in.
If you're my age or older. Oh, that
It'll
one.
Be an
yeah,
article
yeah.
by Jim Egli.
Yeah, that's a good article.
A retired pastor.
That's a good article.
And he's spending his life.
Yes, his picture is up on our refrigerator over there. We interviewed
his wife a couple of years back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you should have him come in and read that article when he's home from the Ivory Coast.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you and Mary like going to have a special dinner, or what are you going to do? Going to order pizza? What's the plan
for your
birthday?
Well, we celebrated yesterday with my son who shares a birthday.
Uh-huh.
Only we are a few years apart.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that. That's important somehow.
Yeah, and we do plan to go out for an evening meal, which my dear wife, having grown up in Champagne, calls dinner, as you did, and which I, having grown up at the farm, calls supper.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be together eating the same meal.
Good.
Despite our difference in dialect, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So how many years?
Have we been married?
No. Well, that's interesting, too.
He dropped a year. I think last year.
Did you say 76?
Yeah,
76.
Last year, I gave him a gift card. I think it was the Beef House or something for like $76.
I
and
owe
now,
you a dollar
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I want a rebate because I was prepaying for this year. So.
Wow.
Well, we ate that up by celebrating my granddaughter's birthday.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
That was a real blessing to everybody. Thanks.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you, man.
Happy birthday, Rob, on this special Rob Seidenberg edition and his birthday
edition.
Prime
Life Times in review. Betcha.
Find out more at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. What about a joke? Let's pull something out of here.
Sure.
In our closing couple minutes, there's the Middletons. Do you want to walk us through the Middletons, Rob? Let's see, page A6.
You would think with a name like that, that cartoon would be in the middle page.
You kind of narrate through what's happening.
Okay, so what we see is the dog is yawning, dad's reading a newspaper, and mom might be just twiddling her thumbs. She's got her hands, holding her hands in her lap. They're on a sofa together.
I think she's watching TV.
The dog falls asleep and starts snoring. Suddenly the dad says, "Hey, Bumper." The dog wakes up and goes, "Oh, arf, snarl." And she says, "Let him sleep through the next cat food commercial." So that
she was watching TV then.
Yeah, she was.
Yep. Okay. I don't know if you kind of
so
caught all that.
Here's
everyone.
Some jokes on page A12. Laughing matters.
Yeah, I've never known whether that matters is actually a noun or a verb.
It matters to laugh, or laughing matters, laughing things.
I can't
tell. Here it is. A guy walks into a psychiatrist's office and says, "Doc, you got to help me. I have a terrible Twitter addiction." "I'm sorry," says the doctor. "I don't follow you."
"Because I have to wear both glasses and a mask, the VA has determined that I am entitled to condensation."
You know, because it fogs up your glasses.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Otherwise, it would be compensation.
Well, they on the racquetball courts at ARC at U of I campus, they require you to wear a mask if you're going to play racquetball. And I'm like, you have to have goggles on. And
that was yesterday.
Up.
That was yesterday.
And so I'm like,
everything changes every day.
Yeah, that's right.
So I don't follow that protocol.
You don't?
No. How did the cat get an A on her writing test? She properly identified an independent clause.
C-L-A-W-S. Okay, these might be corny. Okay, I'm the one that found them. Yes, they are. But anyway, they're kind of funny.
And you can upgrade them by submitting them.
Yes, you can.
To Marianne at primelifetimes.com. If you don't think they're funny, then submit some
you
funny
want
ones
jokes
for us.
Yeah. Me, son.
And
Marianne,
I submit jokes regularly. So
Marianne
once in a while,
primelifetimes.com.
Yeah, I have another psychiatrist joke if we have time, and that is the guy went in and he said,
"It's your birthday.
It's
we'll
your
make
birthday.
Time.
Do what? Say what
he
you
said,
want."
He said, "Doc,
this is your last chance."
He said, "Everybody hates me." And he said, "That's ridiculous. Not everybody even knows you."
Oh, gee.
That's a that's a Rodney Dangerfield quote.
That's
by
a good
way.
One, though.
Yeah.
All well, happy
right.
birthday, Rob.
Happy birthday.
Thanks so much.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this celebration, this birthday celebration. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Rob Seidenberg with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.